Welcome to Vitality Made Simple. The following production is for educational and entertainment purposes only. If you need medical advice, call your doctor. Now, let's go to Vitality Made Simple.
Welcome to Vitality Made Simple, the podcast that empowers you to feel better, look better, and to enjoy better relationships. It all comes down to quality relationships. I'm your host, Dr. Debbie Osment, and I sincerely thank you for joining me. Now, there's much in the news about the number of people who are experiencing blood clots. You know, this is very personal to me because my father died of a stroke, which is a cerebral blood clot. And so consequently, I've been learning everything I can about ways to prevent that. And today we're going to talk about an enzyme that comes from food that could really revolutionize blood clot care. I'm going to explore the many benefits of natokinase. I wish I had known about this years ago, quite transparently, but I want to help others avoid what we went through. If this podcast helps one person, it's absolutely worth it. I earnestly believe that this information can save lots of misery, save lots of lives. So this is information that you're going to want and that you're going to want to share. Now remember, vitality is physical and intellectual vigor. It's zest for life. But vitality does require intentionality in this complicated world that we live in. So today we're going to delve into the intriguing world of natokinase. This is a natural enzyme found in a traditional Japanese food called natto. And it's gained a lot of potential lately as a potential blood clot buster. So we're going to discuss the benefits as well as the risk. It's so important to have reliable information so that you can make informed decisions about what you put into your body. So I want to explore current medical research on this fascinating molecule. So what in the world is natokinase and why is it important in regard to blood clots? Well, natokinase is an enzyme found in natto, and it is a fibrinolytic enzyme. Now, fibrinolytic means that it breaks down blood clots. Blood clots are made of platelets, and these platelets are bunched together in a meshwork of protein strands that are called fibrin. So when you see the word lytic, it always refers to the disruption or the breaking down of something. And also, if you see the word ACE at the end of a word, it typically refers to an enzyme. So natokinase is a fibrinolytic enzyme. So that's an enzyme that breaks down something, and it's extracted from natto, which is a fermented soybean. Now, this fermented soybean has been consumed in Japan for over 1,000 years, has a lot of history and just in people eating it. So during the fermentation process, the enzyme natokinase is produced by a bacteria called Bacillus subtilis. Now, it's another one of those amazing fermentation benefits. You know, and because natokinase has been traditionally consumed for so long, there's just a lot of real information that can help us improve our vitality. So one of the researched health benefits of this enzyme, natokinase, is that it has the potential to actually dissolve blood clots. Now, that's very important to mention. And it's also important to mention that blood clots are a very natural and necessary part of our body's healing process. Now, that's when it's part of healing. However, when blood clots don't dissolve properly, or if they're in the wrong place inappropriately, then they cause serious, serious health issues, such as, you know, stroke, pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, you know, all kinds of obviously life-threatening conditions. Now, traditional treatments for blood clots include anticoagulant medications and and they have their side effects too. So needless to say, you know, all medications, all supplements do have benefits and side effects. Now, the side effects of anticoagulant medications may not be suitable for everyone. This is where nattokinase can shine as a potential natural alternative. So let's talk about the research. I want to highlight some compelling studies about the natural benefits of nattokinase when it comes to blood clot prevention. As I mentioned earlier, fibrinolysis is the process by which blood clots are broken down in the body. It's a natural and a necessary process. So in multiple peer-reviewed studies, nattokinase has been shown to directly dissolve fibrin. That's the main component of blood clots that's that meshwork. This ability of nattokinase as a possible natural treatment that's accessible to everyone really sparked my interest in light of the increase in blood clot disorders related to the COVID spike protein. As I said earlier, we lost my dad shortly after he had his first vaccine. We don't know if it's related, but there's a lot of research coming out that it certainly could have been. But before the COVID epidemic, scientific reports published a 2017 study of deep vein thrombosis, and they found that nattokinase could actually reduce the size of the blood clots and inhibit their formation. Now, the 2017 study was actually a mouse study, but as we know, we can do a whole lot of things to mice that we can't do to people. Mice don't speak up and decline to be in the study. But this research is particularly promising because deep vein thrombosis is much too common and is a very life-threatening condition. Now, there's also a lot of good news in the research when it comes to high blood pressure. In another study published in Hypertension Research way back in 2008, researchers found that nattokinase supplementation actually led to a reduction in blood pressure among people who were just suffering from mild to moderate hypertension. So this is super relevant because this is before they had to get on a prescription med. High blood pressure also contributes to blood clot formation. I know that all of you who are listening are proactive and you want to nip problems in the bud rather than wait until there's a crisis or maybe until you have fewer options or even need a prescription. Now, one of my very favorite things about nattokinase is that it's been shown also to have an anti-inflammatory effect. And it also can be considered as an antioxidant. So of course, this is going to contribute to overall health benefits. You know, all of these diseases of civilization that are plaguing people and are keeping people feeling sick and going to the doctor always have an inflammatory component. Now think about problems such as brain fog, memory issues, type 2 diabetes, autoimmunity, obesity, arthritis, you know, bleeding gums, you know, gut problems, you know, all of these have an inflammatory component. So it's so great to hear that nattokinase has an anti-inflammatory component and an antioxidant component. So, you know, many of the things in our environment these days are increasing chronic inflammation. One of those things that I think we have to note is fear. Rampant fear increases chronic inflammation. So anything you can do, not just with pills, of course, but also with social connectedness, with connection with God, is going to help reduce fear. But we do want to mention that nattokinase might help too. Now, antioxidants basically remove free radicals that are contributing to chronic inflammation. And free radicals are really directly related to accelerated aging. So we don't want that. The goal is to live the fullest life with maximum energy to better enjoy the relationships. But I want to mention that, you know, any pill, whether it's a supplement or a pharmaceutical or even an over-the-counter medication that can seem so safe, has potential risk and potential side effects. You can never out-supplement good food. And, while nattokinase is an option, I always want you to consider first real food. And there's a lot of great evidence, both scientifically and just, you know, what we experience empirically, that real food fiber, having a healthy gut, is going to decrease your chances of stroke and heart attack or any blood clotting problems. Now, nattokinase is generally considered safe for most people, but there are some potential concerns that I want you to be aware of. Now, because this enzyme breaks down blood clots, there is, of course, the potential risk of extra bleeding. Now, this is significant in people who are already taking an anticoagulant medication or who have a bleeding disorder. And of course, it's crucial to consult your healthcare provider before you take nattokinase or anything else, especially if you're currently on blood thinners. That would be things like Eliquis or Coumadin or, you know, many, many others. And then there are obviously some people who have hereditary bleeding disorders, such as, you know, types of hemophilia or von Willebrand disease. Now, another potential concern is an allergy to nattokinase. Now, this is very, very rare, but a person can be allergic to soy, or they might be allergic to the bacteria that is used to ferment soy. So it's always a good idea if you're taking something new, whatever it is, I would say start low, go slow. That's just, you know, that's just using your brain. And then lastly, as with any supplement, there is a potential of contamination, the risk of contamination or of getting a poor quality product. It's essential to be highly discerning for whatever you're putting in your body. The supplements are not tightly controlled, and we don't really want them to be tightly controlled by the government. But that means that you want to look for a reputable brand that has been independently third-party tested in order to ensure that it meets label claim. In other words, to ensure that what is on the label is really in the pill. Now, the current research on nattokinase is impressive because it's food-based. I like that. And there's no, you know, one-size-fits-all solution for any part of health. And so, you know, again, I want to stress that good lifestyle habits are essential. And it's also essential to have a good healthcare provider that you have a good relationship with and who will listen to you and not put you down when you have a question about a natural alternative. And of course, you can always consume the food. The traditional Japanese dish, which is called natto, is the source of this enzyme that's so beneficial. But be warned, you don't have to be from Oklahoma to know that natto is absolutely an acquired taste. And I would say, it's not an acquired taste like, you know, dark chocolate, 80% cocoa is an acquired taste, or anchovies are an acquired taste, or it might be even asparagus. This is an acquired taste that is really a chore to acquire. I think it would take a lot of practice to acquire it. I have a pretty strong stomach, but this is a sticky, slimy, pasty food, and you may be someone that likes it, and if it's your cup of tea, go for it. But I kind of get the shivers just thinking about it. So it goes without saying that taking a supplement is certainly what I do to help stay healthier. Now, it's available in a capsule or a tablet form, and the recommended dosage of nattokinase is 50 to 200 milligrams a day. I take 100 milligrams a day to stay healthier and to feel better, and just because of my family history. Again, you know, start with a low dose gradually and just make sure you don't have any of those rare side effects. Now, if nattokinase is something you want to add to your vitality strategy, and if you want to support the podcast, go to my website, drdebbieosment.com, and there you're going to find a shop tab, and you can find it through the Whole Scripts link. It's be delivered to your home, and it's not expensive. And I think it's a really great option in these days post-COVID with the spike protein. I'll put that link for my website in the show notes. I appreciate you joining me today. I hope this helps somebody. You know, this has been this is a wonderful growing community of people who, like me, don't want to be normal. You know, we're going to resist normal together because normal in our world is just the usual or the regular pattern. And it's usually not good. I mean, it's normal in our world is dehydrated, irritated, constipated, frustrated, overscheduled, overstimulated, undernourished, underrested, inflamed, and totally stressed out. Unfortunately, many people are starting to have problems with blood clotting. Lots of young people, lots of old people, everybody in between. So we want to try to find natural strategies to resist this. Now, this may come as a surprise to some of you, but I'm actually now on Instagram. So although I've been a social media introvert, I'm trying to come out of my shell. I'm learning and stretching. So please join me on Instagram. We are now in, 86 countries. We gained a couple of countries this week and 1,824 cities. And that's because you're sharing and subscribing and you're listening. So please hit the subscribe button. Give me a good rating, actually. Blessings until next time. Thanks.